Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, March 23rd, 2018. Today is World Meteorological Day, and this year's theme is Weather Ready, Climate Smart. Martin Hickel from the SPD is the new mayor of Neukölln. The 31-year-old was elected on Wednesday in the district assembly with 27 votes of the Red-Green coalition. 17 delegates voted against him and 5 abstained. Hickel succeeds Franziska Givi, who took over the office of federal family minister last week. Givi was present and the first to congratulate Hickel on the new position. He feels honored to serve the district and added that he gladly accepts the responsibility for 330,000 people and that trying to turn their fates into the positive is a great joy for him. Hickel reaffirmed that Givi's problem-solving orientation should be continued, as this is what the SPD was elected for. It is about giving people opportunities and helping them to become independent, but also to show a clear position to those who violate the rules of society. The math and politics teacher from Rudo got involved in district politics in 2005 as a volunteer. He now gave up his job, as Wednesday was his last working day. Hickel says that he feels a little melancholy about it. Party comrades describe him as objective, balancing, safe in his topics of traffic and education, but also as less charismatic than his predecessor, Givi. Good news for parents in Berlin. While fees for public kitas have already been abolished in Berlin, the red-red-green government went even a step further. Yesterday, a parliament vote confirmed that first and second graders will receive free daycare between 1:30 p.m. and 6 p.m. starting in August of 2019. It also will take less bureaucratic effort to apply for a spot. For example, it is not mandatory anymore for parents to provide proof of employment. An additional 10 million euro in the annual budget has been allocated, and the most difficult task will be to find educators for the expected daycare demand. Another vote abolished the so-called book fee. Until this vote, parents had to contribute up to 100 euros for school books per year. Anyone who hoped that the last weeks of frost ensured that there would be fewer mosquitoes this year might be disappointed. According to expert Doreen Walter from the Leibniz Center for Agricultural Landscape Research, or ZALF, it doesn't matter how many or how few survive the winter. The weather conditions in the springtime are the decisive factor, as the blood-sucking pests need moist breeding places to lay their eggs. And there are a lot of them at the moment, as a look into nature shows. Fields are well filled with potholes and waterholes, paths have numerous puddles, and complete meadows are underwater. In any case, native mosquito species are extremely frost-resistant, says the biologist, stating that they have a built-in antifreeze to help them get through the winter. Most of the specimens, which are currently buzzing around in warmer weather, were already fertilized in autumn and now are just waiting to lay their up to 300 eggs. The Asian bush mosquito, which migrated from the tropics, has also adapted to the cold, according to new findings, and doesn't mind temperatures down to minus 20 degrees, says Walter, and refers to the Mosquito Atlas. This portal, the Mosquito Atlas, which has been founded in 2012, is intended to provide valuable information on the spread of domestic mosquitoes and migratory exotic species. It relies on citizen participation, and anyone can catch mosquitoes in their area and send them to ZALF. There, the species is determined and mapped. According to reports from Berliner Morgenpost, online retailer Zalando is withdrawing from the Kreuzberg Kuvri site. According to a spokeswoman, the withdrawal from the rental contract has nothing to do with protests in the neighborhood, but that the construction company did not meet its contractual deadlines in time. The construction project on the 11,000 square meter area in Kuvristrasse has been controversial since the beginning. The online mail order company Zalando had planned to rent offices with a total area of 34,000 square meters. There had been repeated protests by opponents of gentrification and initiatives by local residents. And before you go, here is a quick update from the Berlin briefing team. Until April 13th, we will be in separate time zones. While we'll keep on trying to provide you with your daily fix of local news, we might not be able to publish as regularly and at different times than usual. So make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook or subscribe to our podcast to be notified when a new episode has been released. Berlin Briefing will probably be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.